Hey, my name is John Andrew Clayton. I'm the pastor of Pompey Community Church in Pompey, New York, and it's my joy to be your pastor for the day. Today, I'm thinking about a story that for me has been one of the most encouraging and challenging stories in all of Scripture, the story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts 8, 26-40. To set the stage, in Acts 8, we learn that the church was persecuted and then scattered. Yet those who were scattered went about preaching the word. And this is where we meet Philip. Not Philip the apostle, but Philip the deacon, who goes to Samaria to proclaim to them the Christ. There, the Samaritans hear and believe the gospel and are filled with joy. Yet, in the middle of such fruitful ministry, the Lord sends Philip back to Judea, to the desert, to meet one man who is desperate to know Jesus. In Acts 8, 26-40, we read, "Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, 'Rise and go toward the south, to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place.' And he rose and went. And there was an Ethiopian, a eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning seated in his chariot and was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, 'Go over and join this chariot.'" Now, the first thing that encourages and challenges me about this story is this. Philip is Spirit-led. He doesn't ask, "Lord, why would I go back to Judea, to a desert place, if so many people in Samaria are responding to the gospel and being filled with joy?" Philip simply trusts, obeys, and goes. Notice how matter-of-factly Luke states Philip's obedience. "He rose and went. And as he went, he heard the words of Isaiah the prophet being read from a chariot by an Ethiopian eunuch. So Philip ran to him and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, 'Do you understand what you're reading?' And he said, 'How can I unless someone guides me?' And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of scripture that he was reading was this: 'Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter. And like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth.' And the eunuch said to Philip, 'About whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?' Now, we don't know much about this Ethiopian eunuch, but we do know that he's most likely a Gentile, and we know that he's a eunuch. This means that he would have been cut off from worshiping with the people of Israel in the temple. Yet in Isaiah, he hears news of a messianic figure who will suffer, but who will also bring salvation for all of God's people. And in Isaiah 56, Isaiah says that this servant will even bring salvation for the foreigner and the eunuch. So this Ethiopian eunuch is reading Isaiah and desperate to know, who is he talking about? And then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. Now, the second thing that encourages and challenges me about Philip is this. Philip is scripture filled. One pastor, Tony Marita, said, "Some people claim to live by the Spirit, but they never open their Bible. Other people open their Bible, but they live as if the Spirit doesn't exist." Philip has both, and both are necessary. Philip traces the story of the Old Testament to show that Isaiah is talking about Jesus. Then, hearing this and believing it, the Ethiopian eunuch is baptized and goes on his way rejoicing. And the Spirit carries Philip away to preach the gospel in other towns. I'm encouraged and challenged by this story because it models for me a life poured out for the sake of Jesus and the gospel. And it shows me the fruit of that kind of life as people hear and believe the good news about Jesus. Today, I'm praying that the Lord encourages and challenges you as well to be Spirit-led and Scripture-filled. Again, my name is John Andrew Clayton, pastor of Pompey Community Church in Pompey, New York, and it's been my pleasure to be your pastor for the day.